Scorpio new moon tonight. We are sitting in the darkness. Begin with giving yourself a chance to sit and settle, and just drop the burden of the day. And gradually relax your body as you are sitting. From top to bottom, step by step. Until your breath becomes slower, and your body feels denser and heavier. And as you're sitting, bring your focus gradually further down until you sit in your pelvis, deep down. As if you were sitting in a large bowl, like a singing bowl. And let this bowl resonate with the song of the earth beneath you. Listen to the song of the earth and attune your instrument to it. So you can ground even better in yourself, nowhere else. The place where you belong is within yourself, deep down. And now breathe gently, slowly. And go through all the sensations you may feel in your body. Any signs of activity, any movement, any discomfort or tension, just notice and acknowledge. Signs in the body. And then the movements in your heart. You know, your heart moves like the ocean. It keeps creating waves, tsunamis sometimes. So watch and follow the tides of your heart, the many movements it generates. Focus on now. No need to encompass the many storylines and the complex background. background of your current state of being. Just focus on what is happening right now in your heart. And follow the waves going up and down until you reach a certain state of stillness. And then switch to your mind. And follow the many patterns, erratic or repetitive or structured or any kind of movements you find in your mind. A lot more like the air. And beyond the movements of your heart, become aware of that presence, that consciousness, that is you, that's got your name. That is this embodied thing. That is the origin of yourself as a human being. So body, heart, mind, consciousness, all together. And now, let that consciousness that you are attune and reconnect with its source. You will know when you get it. You'll feel the relief in your belly. You'll feel your heart expanding. So that's very fragile, intermittent, sometimes neglected relationship you establish with Source when you reconnect. This is the only thing that really matters at the moment. Nothing else makes a big difference. Feel the connection, the flow, the exchange. And stabilize yourself for a moment in that perfection of being that results from being connected with your source. Perfection of being is unrelated to your mental state, the emotions you're going through, whether you're sad or happy or angry. It's unrelated to whether or not you are healthy and in a good shape. That is your basic substrate. That's how you keep feeding on the right resource, the only correct source of information, guidance, orientation. this new moon is in Scorpio. It's quite a challenge. You may feel within or without you a tension that is increasing day by day and then becomes unbearable. When the matter is so tense that it's about to break, and all around there's this unrest, this agitation. You may feel it within or without, because both are reflecting one another. What you see in the world shows you what is perhaps hidden or remains unseen within. Similarly, what is restricting your freedom, causing pain or suffering, is also reflecting what you see or perceive or hear around you. The tension is extreme, and it's an invitation and an opportunity as well. An invitation to allow the stretch, the overstretch, until the point of rupture, fracture, collapse, destruction. And it is an opportunity to finally respond to the calling of your consciousness and let go. Of what is not you. Not what is no longer valid, what has never been you, and that has accumulated over very long periods of time, over many lifetimes, and has made this non-self that you call you, and that is not you. So it creates a climate of certain urgency. This tension is a pressing invitation to change, to embrace the change, to accept it, but also to choose it for yourself. Because the tenser you are, the more rigid you become, the further away from yourself you are. Clear sign. So when pain, aches and pains show up, all you need to do is jump back to that place of stillness within, where you are in the eye of the hurricane. In perfect peace and stillness, whilst the storm is raging all around at high speed. So that's easy. You will feel that in your body. tension, aches and pains mean I'm out of my center, I'm away from myself, I'm disconnected. You may have severe conditions that cause pain, but no suffering, because you are connected. Because despite the pain, you remain completely aligned with who you are. Why is that important? Sometimes conditions we experience are a purification process, a transformation. We go through as we endure and heal or not the condition we have. Some other times, those signs we experience are just an indication of the intensity, the propensity we have to maintain wrong connections. So pain results often from misconceptions, unresolved emotions, and a misunderstanding of the body. A misconception about what the body is supposed to be and do. So great transformations ahead. Ongoing great transformations. But now is the moment of truth. What you want, whether you know it or not, and this creates the tension, is to come back to self. Is to be yourself. So all that is not self and part of the makeup, part of the fake self, will go. Those extreme tensions you experience emotionally, mentally, physically, inside and around yourself are just reminders that this is what you want. This is what your soul, your consciousness is calling for. In the depth of this night, you may also feel a certain density, opacity, heaviness. A kind of a lid, a lead lid upon all things. This is part of the Scorpio scenery. As you know, Scorpio is all about alchemy. So the transformation, the transmutation. It's also trial by fire. We will have to face the fire within and around. Can you dare take a step and walk through the fire of transmutation that will gradually extract your purest essence, that is pure love, nothing else. Transmutation is happening in you, in me, in all of us, in the collectivity of all beings on the planet. It is happening everywhere because it is due time. It's the season. Transmutation always means that we are moving forward. There is no way back, no return. We are moving forwards and upwards. We are continuing our evolution. We are growing. And because we are growing, we have to shed skins. We have to drop old, outdated stuff. This is a natural process. It happens all the time. On a bigger or smaller scale, it happens all the time on the planet, within your body, everywhere else. Any cycle will begin, there'll be a phase of growth and expansion, a culmination and a decay. And at the end, there will be destruction. This is a natural cycle. The leaves that are falling now have completed their cycle. They drop their bodies. Sometimes, cycles in nature can become huge, cataclysmic, complicated, chaotic. But this is part of greater cycles. And if there is so much confusion, it's because things are moving on. Because what is true is separated from what is not. And because without intensity, this wouldn't happen. So the force of the elements, the power of shedding, destruction, composting, regeneration is part of the greater cycle we are in. And deep down, you know that this is due. You've known it for so long, and now is the time. There is no escape. Fire. The trial by fire that purifies all that is distorted, altered, corrupted, polluted, and restores its pristine purity. That is love. No matter what happens, because it's very difficult to know what happens and what will happen. Future developments depend entirely on ourselves. The way we face our truth, the courage and determination we have to walk through the fire of transmutation, the way our purest essence is being revealed, the way we stand in this light and own it. All the parameters are changing all the time because every single one of us is going to this transformation individually and collectively at all levels of connections, intimate connections, family, community, society, etc. So it's so complex that it is extremely unstable at the moment. So there's a huge tension, there's a huge burden, and at the same time everything is so unstable, unpredictable. And there you are, sitting in your pelvis, quietly recentering each time you lost your balance, your focus, each time you went back into your habits, traps, patterns, conditionings, programmings. And you're just being there, present, fully present, in the night, sitting, conscious, aware of the most amazing and fantastic transformation you are going through in just a few years of your life. This is unbelievable. And yet, it is happening. It is unbelievable because we can't have any projection further than the tip of our nose. No way we can foresee the future, the outcomes. It's also part of a deprogramming. Because currently, honestly, it makes no sense to try and figure out what's going on. You'll never have more than a few fragments of the global picture. You could connect the dots, but completely wrongly. What the truth is, you will only know within. Who you truly are is not defined, decided by any external ruler, So the mind may be a little bit in trouble, not knowing, not understanding, possibly a little lost. Usual techniques, methods, and other tools not working anymore. Old processes speeding up and getting more complex and reaching deeper into our deep-seated resistance and defense mechanisms. A good way of facing that is to look at ordinary processes that are still normal, like natural cycles, small ones, seasons, bigger ones, anything. Or processes such as sprouting, the growth of a sourdough, processes that are natural. They have changed, but they still continue. So I would suggest that you allow those natural processes that are following the laws of nature to show you what are those laws of nature and how they work. So you could simply use anything that is ordinary part of your daily life to contemplate the processes as they occur and just integrate the flavor, the qualities, and the frequency. That's another massive transformation of the mind that is expanding and opening to entirely new ways of knowing. So I suggest you spend time contemplating natural cycles and processes as part of your progression through the fire in the coming weeks.